a peripheral.
But we've also discussed in this Gemara, Hilchos Hazikin, that's supposed to be the next part of the Libra, on the syllabus. So we'll start at the very beginning. Also, the Hazik Shin Ayim Chesif Aleph. Also, the Hazik Momon Chavero. The Muziko. Afal Pisha Enu Nena Chayav Lishalim Nezif Sholem. Ben Shir Shoge, Ben Shir Onus, says the Ramah. The Dafka Shaena Onus Gorma Kmoshi is Bor. Let's stop here for the moment. There is a big machlekas to Gedoli Harishonim, based upon the famous Mishnah, the Gemara, Baba Kama. If you give me my Baba Kama, it'll be helpful. Adamu the Olam, Onus, Ben Rotson, Ben Meir, Ben Shoki, Ben Meir, you always have no matter what. The question is, what is this no matter what? Is it really no matter what? Really no matter what? So the Ramah quotes an opinion, not if it's an onus gomer, even though it's not mashma in the trainers of the Mishnah, the Gemara, even accepted of the Kama. Daf Chov of Amaral, the Mishnah of the Mulola, Ben Shogi, Ben Mezid, Ben Eir, Ben Yoshin, and later on said Ben Onus, Ben Rosin, everything is chayav. But it says in the Ramah, not that way. So the truth is, there are really three shittas in the Rishonim. The Ramah's view that only Onus Gomer is potter is the view of the Nemuka Yosef. That we'll call that the middle shita. There were two extreme shittas, which we'll try to discuss as time allows. One is the opinion of the Ramban, Mesech the Bava Metzia, that Peves, Yechayv even by Onus Gomer, as he puts it, Afilu Kerucho Shel Eliyahu. Rucha Shel Eliyahu was, maybe a tornado, what exactly happened, something, an act of God, there seems to be nothing you can do about it. We'll get to some dissenting views later. Even that case, Yechayv. But, there seems to be contradictory evidence. It's a matter of actosis in the Sefer Bava Kama. Not on that daf, on daf Chavo, but the next daf, daf Chav Zayin and Mebeis, has a whole discussion about this inyan. He's trying to make many, many proofs that a real onus is potter. Many, many proofs. Can't go into every single one of the proofs, but some of them are important. One is the Yerushalmi. What happens if Reuven goes to sleep and Shimon goes to sleep next to Reuven, and Reuven kicks Shimon and does damage? So Yerushalmi says Reuven is potter. Fakhtar says, why? Other than Muliola. It's true, it's not his fault. He went to sleep, the other guy wasn't there. Other than Muliola. So Tosfos wants to bring a riot from there that the onus is, in fact, potter. Tosfos other riots that an onus might be chayv. The contradictory riots. Tosfos comes up with a whopper chiddush. Whopper chiddush. We all know, we learned in school, that there are arba shomrim, and there's pshia, gneva aveda, and onus. Shal mechirim is chayv in pshia, shal v'sam is chayv in gneva aveda, and the shal is chayv in onus. There are only three categories. Tosfos mechadash chiddush nifta mikorach achrei harayis. No, according to the Gemara Masechta the Bava Metzia, what the Gemara Bava Metzia says that gneva and aveda were not created equal. That gneva is karav the onus, and aveda is karav the pshia. So you say, so what? So what does that mean? No, it means something very important over here. It means that an Adam Hamazik, not talking about a Shomer now, Adam Hamazik would be Chayev in two and Potter in two. Chayev in Pshia and Chayev in what we'll call Ones Ke'ein Aveda. And Potter in two. Which two? Ones Gomer, for sure. And Ones Ke'ein Geneva. With this magic wand, they answer all the kashas that they have the stewards and the Meres Gemaras. That's Tosfos Shita. So there's Tosfos Shita. Tosfos, if you will, is the most makil when it comes to other Mamazik. Yeah, in the middle, you have the Nebuka Yosef, which is the middle view. That's the Ramah Paskins. Then you have the Ramban. It seems to be chayav no matter what. Even what's called Rucho Shel Eliyahu. Everything in the world is chayav. Period. How will the Ramban refute the proofs, many proofs that Tosfos brought, that Adam is in fact potter, but onus gomer? No, he says. All those cases don't prove anything. You know why? There, the nizik pasha biatzvo. If it's no one's at fault, I have to pay. But if the so-called victim is at fault, so why should I pay? He was pasha. The classical case is the guy who went to sleep. The guy goes to sleep, and I go to sleep next to him. Fool that you are. Don't you know he's in the middle, he's going to kick you in the middle of his sleep. So it's your fault. If it's your fault, I'm potter. But if it's nobody's fault, I'd be chayav. So writes the Ramban. And the other proofs also will be refuted in that fashion. There's one other case which Tosfos quotes. That is, Amavir chovis mimokom lemokom. And the bow broke. So Yehuda says, Shomachina mishava. Right? It's talking about the case of a shomer. Right? He's a worker who is taking a bow from place to place. The owners can't geneva odam amazik potur. It's a good right. Here is no one's real fault. The choy have to say b'pshuta that in this case it's true there was no pshias hanizik, but there's a tacit mechilas hanizik. The average nizik is a guy's minding his own business. He never met the mazik. He never contracted with the mazik. They don't have nothing to do with each other. The guy breaks my window. We never met before. He never agreed to anything. So then you're chayav no matter what. Here, there was an implicit contract. I'm hiring you to carry my barrel from here to there. Once I establish a relationship with you willingly, part of that relationship is the understanding that if something breaks and it's ke'ein, geneva, you would be potter. That's the way to answer this kasha. And then Ramban quotes yet another Gemara. It's a Gemara found in two places. It's found in Ksubas on that Flat Medal and Beis. That's one place it's found. And the same Gemara is found in Baba Kama as well. It's at Baba Kama in front of me. I quote it from Baba Kama. Even though in the Yeshivas, in the El Anaris, as many of you learned last year, I think this is learned from the Yeshivas and the El Anaris. It's also in Baba Kama. I want to talk about the following situation.
What, daf in Baba Kama?
I'm looking for it. It should be over here somewhere. Sorry? I'm looking on Kufi Beis. I'm trying to find it. The Rabbi Baruch Hashem was a Baki B'Shas. Here it is. It's in the sugya. I'm just trying to look for what I'm looking for. It talks about a situation of a person who, here, he neach parashur. Finally, kufi beis ben alef. Okay, mesa kisvurim shel aviyami. The typical case: father barred a cow, and the father died. The kids think it belongs to the father. How does one know it's a barred cow? Utzvachu aviyachlua mishalmen dmei basar bezol. They don't pay the full value. Dmei basar bezol. It's called mashananis, 2/3, you don't have to pay the whole thing. Okay? Why? You say it's an onus. The Ramban writes, because they did it birushus. What I thought it meant was, similar to what we said before, is an implicit understanding. Whenever you lend your cow to somebody, you know the guy may die, no one lives forever, and if he dies and the kids don't know that it is borrowed, they may go shecht it. So that's how I understood it.
Mazik Rishus.
Oh, I'm sorry?
Mazik Rishus.
And again, the kind of Rishus of the understanding between the parties, similar to Mavich Hovetz and Mokal Mokal. That's what I thought. However, I found in the Kilos Yaakov in Baba Kama, says no. Rishus means Rishus HaTorah. The word Rishus in Ramban is a different to how you translate the word. What Rishus HaTorah? The Chazaka Shekoma Shetachas Erom Arev Shalom. They had a right, the halacha, to assume that the cow belonged to the father. Because we it's a Chazaka. You know, the Gemara has that. Whatever is in a person's possession is assumed to belong to him. That doesn't mean Rishus of the, how should we say it, of the Mashil. It means the Rishus of the Torah. The Book of Yosef is that third opinion I told you before, the middle opinion, which is the opinion that we paskin like halacha lemaisa. And when the Book of Yosef explains his opinion, he tells you why he thinks that Odlim is really chayav ba'onis, but not in the case of onis gamur. Right? Why you in fact putter in the case of onis gamur? Okay. So he explains the reason why you putter the chsiv. What's the pasuk? How do you like that? V'la'nar alo sasedom. Nope. So how can Tosfos go against v'la'nar alo sasedom? How can the Ramban go against them? How can anyone? What's going on? What are they fighting about? V'la'nar alo sasedom is only onus gomer. An onus ke'ein gneva would not be v'la'nar alo sasedom. So how come Tosfos partners beyond the Nivukei Yosef? So the Mefarshim explained as follows, a fundamental shaila of Osai, what's the nature of the chiyuv of Adam HaMazik? That's the shaila. Seem to be contradictory inferences in Masechta Bava Kama Gufa. On the one hand, the Gemara has a Masechta Bava Kama in explaining the Arba Ovas Nezikin, right? Arba Ovas Nezikin. So according to one opinion of the Gemara, one of them is Adam HaMazik, right? Mava is an Adam, and Atzad HaShaveh, Shadak HaHazik, Ushmirasan Alecha. Ushmirasan Alecha. What does that imply? Implies that B'tachir Shmira, and the Lashon is even more beferish on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Adam Shmiras Gufa Olof. At the end of the Daf. It's a Shmira. Oh, it's the issue of Shmira. So we can make distinctions in Adam HaMazik between what level of Shmira you have to observe on yourself, on an object which you are watching. So there are four levels, right? There's Pshia, Aveda, Geneva, Onus Gam. You don't find any distinction between Geneva and Aveda in watching an item. We said before, Shemachino, Shemasachar, and Shoah. But when it comes to watching yourself, the Torah split the difference. Pshia and Kein Aveda is Chayev, and Kein Gneva and Ones would be Potter. Because Tosis is going with an assumption, it's take the Gemara literally, Odom Shmira's Gufo Olof. The Book of Yosef says, no, Yechayev does it say, Ma'ase Hezek. It's not a lack of Shmira, it's a Ma'ase Hezek. We all know, Ones Gomer is not considered to be Yom Ma'aseh. That's true, Ivelanar Lo Sasadovar. Because it's not, it's beyond the control. And therefore, via too. If you cause damage beyond your control, you'd be put. On the other hand, the Nugos didn't make it up out of the clear blue sky. He is in the second parak of Baba Kama, the end. But look at this third parak of Baba Kama, that Chav Chesam invades. Here the Gemara says as follows. Told me a case of a Mazik. Gemara says, what happened in the case if you had a chavis and it fell down, you're holding onto the handle and the whole thing fell out of your hands? A whole wild story. So the Gemara is like this. Amai onesu, v'ones rachmona patre d'chsiv lanar lo sase davar. I'm holding on tight to the handle and through some fault beyond my own. No, it's not my fault. The whole thing fell off the handle. That's not supposed to happen. And the quote of Lanar Lo Sasadavar that indicates that the Itzis Chiv of Maisa Hezek, here on both sides, with a Ptur of Lanar Lo Sasadavar, like any other Aveir, with a Ptur of Lanar Lo Sasadavar. So there are some who claim, therefore, that even the Ramban couldn't possibly have meant that no matter what you chayav, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara is not that way. There are those who claim when the Ramban said if it's the Karucha Shel Elio, it means the following case. You went up, or you put something up on top of the roof. That's completely safe to put it on top of the roof. Ask any one of the emergency unit of New York City to say, there's nothing wrong putting this. You're on the roof, or the item on the roof, no problem. Then a tornado comes. It's true, it's Ruch HaShel Elio, and you ask the experts in the field, they say there's no problem. They wonder where their safety has it. But the Maisa, if you didn't put yourself or the item on the roof, it wouldn't have got damaged or caused damage. It has to be some level of your having been able to avoid it. True, the standard was met, but you did something. Follow? But if you did absolutely nothing, completely beyond control, they claim, even the Ramban would have to agree at your potter based upon this Gemara. And the Rashi boy on this Daf Baba Kama says, that although knowledge has a double, tells you there's no punishments. And more than that, it's not your action. It's not your action, you know. The post will talk about Misasik. Is it a Maisaver or not a Maisaver? What's my illness? Is it a Maisaver or not a Maisaver? The Rashi boy seems to say, it's not your action. It's not your action. Comes a shach, Peter Bosay and Shin Ayan Ches, Sivkot and Beis. The Ramah says, the Daf Kashen on his Gomor, Ayan Mashik Osaf, the Kamon's Reshim and Shin Pevov, which is also on our syllabus. The Nere, Daf Kashahizik below Miskavim. Avamisha Mazik be Miskavim. Afilu on his Gomor, Chayev. What's the example? Kamon Nirdav Shashibar Esakalim, the Kamon, Sim and Shin Pei, Siv Gimel. Ayin Shah, he tells you to look. What's this? This is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Siv and Shin Pei, Siv Gimel. One guy, someone's run. Reuven's running after Shimon. Running after Shimon. Okay. What happens? And Shimon is running away from Reuven, and he breaks Caleb. Chayv pays. Shamatzil Asla B'mama Chavero Chayef. Wait a minute. There's an onus. He goes, he's going with a gun. Like in the movies, he's chasing him with a gun. Remember when he says, he runs, jumps through the window. Remember when we used to watch when we were kids? Jumps through the saloon window and smashes, and he runs away. The guy's with a gun. And the gun is going over his head. He's going to kill him. Says the shach, you're right. But the mice, he broke the window on purpose. Because Mecham, it's true, he did it because of the gun to his head, literally. But so what? In that case, you would be Chayav. So writes the Shach. Okay. What's Pshat? So, this is not only a Shach, but if you look in the Mefarshim in Baba Kama, on the Avdal Raman Alf, that's for the Gemara we had before. Second. Davdala Raman Alf. There's a Maratz Chayes. He says, look at the Shulchan Aruch Chosh Mishpat. Okay. He says, if Onus Gamar is Potter, why the Rambam Paskin in Perek Ches Aruch Adal Lichos Chovem? Im asar anosol lehovil amomim shalachem anosol anosol biyad chayef ve'en lecha ones gam yosef mizeh shalhi b'makom pikuach nevesh da'asam dechayef l'sham shum she'osol aslatsim b'machaveru. Now that din that is quoted from the Rambam, right? That's not only in the Rambam. Look at Siman Shin Peches Sif Dalit. We don't have Rambams in front of us. Maybe we should, but we have Shulchan Aruch. We all have. Shin Pei Ches, give a look. Then it's found right over there. Shin Pei Ches, Siv Dalet. Nosan Mamash Chaver Biyodo, the Nosan Lanas Chayav Shalom Mikomakom. Afal Pisha Melech Anosan Lahavi. Is a gun to his head. So the Maratz Chayes of the Kamadav Dalet asks, Rebbeinu Shalom, he's an honest gomer. We see last shach sham and mekom and higgish bazeh. The Moses chilek. Hecha shehizik shlob the miskavein. Nino didan. Even odd the mispotter. Hecha shan su. Nei, do I own a saliga asiyo. Bechol zos asiyo hoisto the kavono. Vedas. Rogi buch vel asiyo. Aval kan, Tosis case. Iker asiyo hoisto shbelo yudiyo belo kavono. Shlo yada buhuma bizeh. Imunachim kemos. He's sleeping. Yibishabar also. He doesn't know anything. That's a distinction which the Maratz Chayes says the Shach has to be right. there are many rights, the Shach is right. Of course, the question becomes, what's the lumbus of the Shach? Try to figure that out a little bit. Okay. So, the Mefarshim suggest that paying for a mazik, tashlumei mazik, are not a punishment. Punishment, don't you understand? There's no punishment if you're doing it with a gun to your head. But paying for what you damage is not a punishment. You're just making restitution. No punishment. You got to make him good. You got to make him whole. But the word punishment would be inappropriate. Elamai, what you do doesn't relate to you. Seconded with the Rashba had. That only applies if you don't know what you're doing at all. But if you know what you're doing, the action relates to you. So you know what's going on? In this situation, Rabbi Osai, I'm potter from any onche shamayim, now get malchus, now get misa, now get korb, none of that stuff. Because that's the potter meonchen completely. But very nice, I'm potter meonchen. So why should you suffer? I broke your window, I'll say I'm potter meonchen. Very nice, potter meonchen. I should lose $100. So if I'm honest, I'm sleeping and I kick you over your you thing you put next to me, so then it's not my action. But if I jump through the window to get away from the guy with the gun, then you better believe it's my action. Or I give the item to the king because that was going to kill me, that's my action. So the patur that it's not my action does not apply. And the patur meonshim does not apply, it's not an onish. That's the pshat, that's the lumdish of the, that's the lumdish within Shitas HaShach. Very nice. Very nice. Okay. Now, it's a fascinating, interesting, it's a fascinating question. It's the Magad Mishnah. The Magad Mishnah writes in Perek Vov, Halacha Aleph, and Luchas Kovel Lamazit. I'll try to show it to you as well in the Shulchan Aruch, but first of all, I'd rather read it from the Magad Mishnah. The Rambam says, "Amazik moman chaveru chayav l'shalom yazik sholim." Bein she shogeg, bein she onos, harei kamezit. No difference whatsoever. Says the Magad Mishnah. For kasafti perak rishon the onos gomer shekos vuzal shupator v'horav lo chilek. What does that mean? He's saying that Ones Gomer would be Potter, Harav Lo Chilek. Now, where did he say earlier? Look, he said Kokosafti in the first perek, Halacha Yud Beis and Halacha Tezayin. What's Halacha Yud Beis and Halacha Tezayin, the perek Aleph? Doesn't want to look this up. That's the Machab we just learned. Not quite. It's not the same lashon. One second. It could be the same lashon as I found in Shulchan Aruch. It's only paraphrased in our Sif, Shenai and Chesed Aleph, some of the different lashons. But in Perek Aleph in Chovel Lamazik, Mishanah from the Gag Ruch Matsuya of Hizik, Chai Barbo, Dvorim, Potam and Aboshes. Okay, this is someone's falling off a roof. And we're discussing over here Chovel, not Mazik. The Rambam is called Hilchas Chovel Umazik. Hilchas Chovel Umazik. Chovel is the first five prakim of Yamazik, a person, and then Yamazik, an object. So the Magad Mishnah seems to say that Chovel is Chaya Ba'ones and not a Mazik. That's the implication of the Magad Mishnah. Fascinatingly, the Sma has exactly the reverse. Right over here. The Sma, our Sma, Sim Shin Ayin Ches, Sif cotton base, where the Shulchan Aruch writes, he went Sif base. Nafam and Agag visit Chayav L'Shalom Nezik Sholem. Bein Shenafam Ruach Metzuya. Bein Shenafam Ruach She'ena Metzuya. Lo Mikri on his gum. So that's the Ramoyeds. So the Smarites Shinai and Ches base Ayn Drisha. Alashin atur shekosav shem nafal ruach shein vatsuya potter. Kosha atur batzma kosav kavan simetav chafalef love ruach mitzuya, shmuch shena mitzuya, chayav benezek. The Gemara about Baba Kama Chav Zayin Amad Beis, v'chilakti. The Big Gemara Shom v'simet Tov Chav Alav Ayat Shindizik Ha'adam in Filos Alav Me'agar Baruch Shem Mitzuya U'vehizik Adam Dimnach Baruch Mitzuya Nizbar Shem Chayim Adal Advarim Mishem Hachi Baruch Shem Mitzuya Nachte Bochad Darga Shol Chayim Adal Advarim Kiyim Nizbichim Nezik Levat Tan Da Ayat Bindizku Kelim in Filos Then you are Potter. Now he says it in what we call Nachas Chadaga. When I grew up, we didn't like the Nachas Chadaga too much. We had to give it more of a lumdisha understanding of what's the fundamental distinction between Chovel and Mazik. So I wanted to make the possible distinction. We said before that what's the lamdasha definition of chiyuv tashlumin for nizkei mamon? He caused damage. Gotta make him good, restitution. Reb Chaim has in a sefer. You just have to make this whole discussion in halacha. How much you have to pay him exactly? You have to make him whole. That's the nature of the chiyuv of mazik. It's not an onish. And therefore, we say that we should suggest, again, suggest that when it comes to that situation, lanar lo sasa davar, perhaps would not be applicable, because if something is an onesh, then perhaps it's not applicable. And the question is, what's an onesh? Is chovel an onesh? Is mazik an onesh? Are they both onshim? It's hard to say. Let's chazer again. The Magad Mishnah suggested that you would be chayev in Chovel and not in Mazik. I made a mistake. And the Smile is saying it's going in the same direction. Chayev in Chovel and Potter in Mazik. He says Nachas Chadarga. That's a shvacha word. Maybe we can say a different word. Mazik is Shmiras and Alech. That's Mazik, one of Dalam and Alf. But Chovel has nothing to do with that. Chovel, we once learned Chovel with the Rav, the Rav Soloveitchik, the Chovel of Racha. And he's made such a distinction, or maybe also Rav Chaim. Chovel is the act of Chavala that makes you Chayv. And therefore, we can perhaps suggest it's a kind of an onish. Maybe you can even read it into words of the Sma if you want to be technical. The fact that you're Chayv Dalad Varim, that's already an onish. Mazik, you're only chayav to make him whole. So that's not an onish. It's not an onish. There's no trouble. Now it's hasadav. Patnas of onshin. Patnas of korban. Patnas of misa. Patnas of malchus. Also patnas of the onshin of chavala. That's the question, which way it goes. What is an onish, not an onish. It's a little bit complicated. But in any event, the distinction exists between chavala and mazik. It's hard to explain. The official explanation of the Sma is Nachis Chadarga. I'd like the better shot. The way I'm saying it should be almost go the other way around. But you have to be able to figure out a way how that lumdus to reach that conclusion. The Magad Mishnah is Mazik is Shmiras and Alecha. And he's an honest. He watched himself. Right? And that will lead to the possibility that in one direction, it's hard to know which way should be more chayav than the other one. Chovel, you can say, even if you did watch yourself, since it's your action which is mechayev you, so then maybe the action would not be exempted by the analysis hasadav. Only the chiyuv shmira. It's hard to know. I'm just giving you an example that there distinction between chovel and mazik, potentially. I saw a beautiful sefer called Kudrus Yishurim by Rav Gusman. It's one of the great mecharim of the last generation. He explains Ashach that we started with along the following lines. He says, Adam Hamazik is Chayav for two reasons. Both are true. We discussed before, steer into Gemaras, Daf Dal and Daf Chav Ches. They're both right. Chayav, on the one hand, Mishum, lack of Shmira, Daf Dalit. And you're also Chayav because your action, where do you get it from? You know where you got it from? A Pasuk in Chumash. Makeh behem yishalmen. That's this week's parsha in Eretz Yisrael. So I'm heading. So it's I'm for me. It's almost in this week's parsha. We'll read it next week. Makeh behem yishalmen. That's the source. There's also Shmiras Gufal of Avdalat. Oh, so the first halacha, Makeh behem yishalmen, is only the kavana. Without kavana, no chiyuv makeh behem yishalmen. Only chayav with the lack of shmir. So that's why bikavana yechayev, even though it's an onus, because when it comes to makav hemishalmena, there's no pter onus. Without kavana, there's no makav hemishalmena. Elamai, you didn't watch yourself. If you're an onus, so you watch yourself. I like that. It's a different take than we had before. And he goes further and quotes the Rambam Hilchos Ishus that isha sheshibra kelim shalbala, when she was working, should be chayev as mikir adin.
How do we get that they're chayev after the illness?
The kavana, it says the Torah kadosh is makeh behem yishalmena.
But that's not like the kavana.
So the kavana, you chayev miyonis.
Okay.
If you're not the kavana, you're not included in that pasuk. You're included in the chayev shmira, shmira sanolecha. And in that shmira sanolecha, then it's a pteronis. You're honest, you did the best you could. Follow? That's what he says. Interesting. Rabbi Hilchazishin said, a woman is washing her husband's the dishes in the house, she breaks a dish. She be chaya mikir adin, right there. Says the rabbi, what do you mean? Bol of imo. Friends of the Mishnah Melech on the rabbi, what kind of bol of imo? What do you mean by a shomer? This person is a mazik. Says Rav Gusman, no. Without kavana, you're like a shomer. If I do the kavana, I'm a mazik. If it's any mazik without kavana is reduced to a shomer, to be a ptura of bol of imo. Fascinating. It's automatic, I guess. When you get married, you take the achrayas to take care of the house. This stipler that I quoted you before, and the Baba Kama says, no. Asasa birishus baila. There's no din of mazik. Like the Rambam we had before, there's din of shomer only. That's what the Rambam writes by an umman, there's no din of mazik. Because there's only a shomer. Once you're a shomer, you're not a mazik. Two different ways how to handle this particular issue. Okay. Now that we cover this idea, we'll come back to perhaps a little bit later. And then another topic we have to discuss in Hilchos Adam HaMazik. It's way out of time, but let's try to do a little bit more. The Gemara has a Masechta in Sanhedrin, the canticle of Mitzamtzeh, Daf Ayin Zayin. B'nizok l'lochayim l'mishim Mitzamtzeh. Says the Rosh, no, this Gemara doesn't hold from Garmi. If you hold from Garmi, you would be Chayef. You'd be Chayef. The Ramban writes, in Kutus Dina de Garmi, correct. That's why the Rif omitted the din that there's no Chiyuv Mitzaka by Mitzamtze. Because it's not after Mina. You paskin Garmi is Chayef. Oh. Again, since we have Magad Mishnas here, the Magad Mishnah says this explicitly. Chovul Mazik, Perek Vov, Halacha. Yud Beis, I believe it is. Dina Degami. Degami. Rambam Dina Degami, Shechiber. So therefore, Mitzamtzeh, Mitzchaybish, Dina Degami. I saw something fascinating. This is Perek Vav Alochi Yud Beis. The case of Mitzamtzeh by Behem. I saw Rav Zolti in the Sefer as a Kaval de Gakash. Where did the Rambam introduce Dina Degami? Not before Perek Zayin Alochi Zayin. How can you say that Perek Vav Alochi Yud Beis based on Gami? First Zayin Zayin, he says, Kol Agorim Ben Lahazik Ben Mamach Haver Chayv L'Sham Nezik Shom Ben Ayof Min Chos Shom Azikim. Who Gorim Arishim Chayv? Shverevar. He says no. He says you have to say a mitzamtzeh is like a mazik biyodayim. Nafkamina. Eino miskaven lahazik. According to the Rambam, Rabbi Osai, according to the Rambam, and it's Tshuva l'chachmei l'nil, that the Migdal Oz quotes over here in this Gemara in Perek Dal Halacha Aleph, the whole difference between Grom and Garmi, I went to Tosfos Lo Marichas. It's all the same. You're mechaven, you're not mechaven. You're mechaven, you're chayev. You're not mechaven lahazik. You'd be potter. So the tremendous nafkamina Is it garmi or is it mazik biyadayim? If it's mazik biyadayim, mechayv even though you're not mechayvim. If it's garmi, you would not. But the fact that the Ramban says pshat, and the reason why I left it out, because there's no difference whatsoever between mazik and garmi. You see that he holds that garmi is like a mazik biyadayim mamish. Nafkemino also, sorry for my case, dalad dvarim. A yuchayv dalad dvarim in the case of garmi. Ramban seems to say, yes, Tosas of the fashion Baba Messiah, the Tosas talks about it. I'm just giving the Maramakam, Shinam is giving a base, end of time. But the Ramah, what about the Torah, says no. It all goes like this. The Ramban, Garmi is like his action. That's why Yechayev, even Shalom the Kavanah. And the Ramban also holds Yechayev on Garmi de Behemto. Again, you can look that up right here in front of you. Shin Pei Vav and the Shach, Siv Kotten Hei. Your behema was Soyev Shtoros. You're a very smart behema. He burned up a document. If I burn the document, I'm Chayav Mishum. Here, take a look. Shin Pei Vav Siv Kotten Hei. What does it say over here? Da'af Kabbalim Chayav Dini Gami. Al Behema L'chul Yama Potter. Nebuka Yosef, Ra'ah, Sarachian. The Ra'ah's Rebbe is the Ramban. The Ramban says, Yechayav. Shora Shehidik Asa'esh V'Sarav Shterol Shachaveyo. Is what? He says, Chayav. Yechayav. Says the Shach, I happen to have said in Sifkat Nalef that Garmi is only Knas Rabbanon and though goes to the double of Shliach. That's he happened to hold. The whole Aleph, which is 10 pages long, is a critique of the Ramban, for those who know. The Ramban holds the Kudus Dil of the Garmi, and according to the Shach, it's only Knas of the Garmi. But that's a fundamental machlok. It's called the Ramban, Garmi is like Mazik B'Yodai and Mamish, and therefore, Yechayim Mishalob B'Kavon, even though according to those who say Garmi, even Garmi the Behemto, a whole thing. That's the Ramban Shita. And then the Rambam seems to disagree. There were two dinin, we said before from Guzman. There's Mazik B'Yodayim, Maisa, and then not watching yourself. Nafkamina without Kavana. And Garmi is not your action. But Kola Terakula, in Hilchos Shabbos, Groma is not your action. Right? Maisa Osta Groma Mutter. You only have to watch yourself, and you're mechav on the hazik. So you're potter midalat varim, like niskim amono dav dalat. Shor she's a god and potter midalat varim. Potter gavim the behemto, as we just saw. It's a very fundamental shaila. Oh. This has to do with another Rambam. Shin pei vav rabosai in sif gimel. Shin pei vav sif gimel is a big. This is a world known one. Machlokas. And Shin Pei Vav Siv Gimel. Let's read it together. Hazore Kli Shalom Yerosh Agag Vayotap Lev Karam Uksosos Shem Yipol Aleim Lo Yishover V'kodam Acher V'silik V'nechbar Akli V'oretz V'nishbar Chayav V'mesalek Ramo? No! It's Groma V'nizog and Potur. This is a famous machlokes we told in the Rambam where that Gemara is Kalocha or that Gemara Babakam V'chavav is only the man the Yomar. That Garmi, lo don din de Garmi, we do paskin, we do say dina de Garmi. Okay? Tosos l'shitoso has a different shita. They part of a situation, in a case in which a person is poured together, on both sides, take a look at the Simon Shin Sai. This is already, I'm not sure if this one is in the Mahavan Kovas, technically, I'm not sure, but obviously these two go together. Shin Sadi Vav Siv Dalet. Also a Gemara in Baba Kama. Haporeitz getter lefnei behemas chaveiro. This din is in Baba Kama after the name of the base of the Mishnah. The Yotzus v'yizikla ha'yagodet borev v'chozek chayav. V'yesh omrim de'enu chayav v'nizkei behema. V'yesh om da'fila al behema atzmeinu chayav im nevda. So there are three opinions. Yechayev on the damage the behemah did, Yechayev on the behemah itself, or Yepater on both of them if it got lost. This is three opinions in Baba Kama, Daf Nun Hei, Amud Beis. Tosis is the biggest makel. They all considered all to be in what we call Grama. It's Grama. Those who disagree says Chayev Mishum Garmi. If you look on the Russian Baba Basra, you get an impression these two go together. Some want to say, no. No. If you open the fence, you are a mazik b'yodayim. Why are you mazik b'yodayim? A behemoth, when there's no fence, is already open. Now it's over. Before we went over, it's already open. The minute you knock the fence down, it's considered to be in the category of Ovid right now. That's what the Ramban seems to say. And what about if you remove the pillows? To say, the pillows are not a shmira for the kli. The fence is a shmira for the animal. That's a distinction which is made by some. Fine. Okay. That's lack of time. So I'm going to go to a couple of more points before we bring this chabur to an end. Trying to cover some salient points over here. We mentioned before that Tosfos holds that the nature of the p'tur when it comes to I go to sleep when someone goes to sleep next to me is why? Because I'm an onus gomur or an onus kain geneva. How did Ramban say? Ramban said, no, that's not the pshat. It's the fault of whom? It's the fault of the person who went to sleep next to me. Look at Tosfos and Abdallah and Aleph in the Masechta Baba Kama. Tosfos says, "B'Yishalmi Yesh to Yoshin L'Mechayev Elak Shehishkir Atzma Etzal Akelim Avlim Yoshin Ve'Viu Kelim Etzlo V'Shimon Poter." And the Yishalmi tells you why Poter. Tehem Garmulo. Black and white. The Ramban is right. Black and white. So how can Tosfos bring a riot later on? That the potter from this din of Yoshein tells us himself as on that Chav Zayin at the back of that day they quoted the Yerushalmi Beferish Fakert. So I saw that some of the Achronim suggest that even Tosfos will have to agree that the Ikar Ptur is Pshias HaNizik, except Tosfos is different. Pshias HaNizik patters from the chiyuv of lack of my watching myself. In other words, if my chiyuv is I didn't watch myself, you didn't watch yourself, so I'm potter. But if my is a lump, if my chiyuv would be a maisa hezek, then the fact that you didn't watch yourself would not necessarily have potter me. And he brings an interesting raya from a Magad Mishnah. Hilchos Chovah L'Mazik Perek Aleph Halacha Tezai. What does the Magad Mishnah say? Talks about a guy called Shalom B'Rishus. Shneim B'Rishus, Shneim Shalom B'Rishus, Potter. Rashi says, his exezev yodayim, because they're both chayev, no matter what. But hiziku zezev turin. No, says Rashi. Don't mean hiziku, you'll be chayev. Huzku below dog belishne. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Huzku. Huzku. Okay. So we sort of tripped over each other. So I'm potter. But over here, Abbo Sai, Hiziku says Chayavim. How can you Magad Mishnah say that the Ptur is ones? The why you only husku? Onsen, right? So why only husku? What about hiziku? Here's the answer. Husku zebezed e shnei b'rishus. Mubba b'kama daf lamed bezem and alf. And that pot is chom ha-shmira. There's no chiyav of ma'isa hezek. But if you did it mamish, hiziku zezeh, according to some poskim, the visit should do. The Ramban is more than that. Pshias and nizik is mafkia the shemazik the gamri. In other words, according to Tosfos, pshias and nizik would only exempt the pshias amazik. But according to the Ramban, pshias and nizik will even take care of the quote maisa hezik of the mazik, which he thinks normally normally exists. That's what we're suggesting.
Okay.
Fine. I wanted to bring a raya that the Stipler's pshat is right and my pshat is wrong. When it comes to the intellectual honesty, that I thought the pshat in Rishus of the Ramban by Kisur Shalavim and Tavkul Vakulu, you put them from Tamei Mazik Gamre, only pick the main Bosa Bazol, it meant Rishus Ha Mashil. He said it means Rishus Ha Torah. Because the Ramban is, it continues. So it's true when it comes to Gozel V'Niach Lifneim V'Ochlu P'turim L'Sham. Rabbi Lach spoke recently about Gozel V'Niach Lifneim. That long your sugya. So that Gemara in, is also in Baba Kama. Same sugya as the Gemara Baba Kama. What was quoted before is Kufi Beis Amin Aleph. And this is, I think, Kufi Aleph but Beis. Similar kind of a situation. HaGozel L'Mach L'Zbam P'turim L'Sham V'Niach L'Zeh L'Chayemes Chayav V'Niach L'Chayem P'turim. The whole thing is similar to the Gemara, and there too, the Ramban talks about Rishus. Now wait a minute. The Nigel gave no Rishus. He didn't make any deal with the Gazlan, right? So you see, it has to be Rishus at all. Because that's a Raibu, that was wrong. A Raibu, that was wrong. So you have to know you're wrong.
How
do you say? Here, what we discussed before, the case of we A, lent a cow to B, right? B died, B's children shafted it, they put them from the Maimazit. I always thought it meant Ramazit's Rishus. I understood it to mean that A gave Rishus to B, doesn't mean Rishus to die, everyone could die. It meant, in effect, Rishus is loved Afka, it means Rishus meant the, it's an understanding between the parties. And the Stipler said that was wrong, it's Rishus Ator. So I would, how do I know he's right? Maybe I'm right. But at the end, he's right, I'm wrong. Because the Ramban says the exact same thing with respect to this other case in the Gemara of someone who steals, right? And the kids have it; they don't know it belonged. They thought it belonged to their father, who was the Gazlan. And there too, there's some kind of level of Ptur on a similar basis. Rishus, that must be Rishus HaTorah. They understood it belonged to their father. Chazaka, it's Shalom. Oh. So, I don't want to, time is really short. Let me just make one more dig in the Gemara and then maybe one or two other small points. The Lashon of the Gemara we quoted before on the Chav Ches and the Beis, in the Sefer Baba Kama, Moses is as follows. Lanalos has a davar. V'chiteima hanimili linin k'tolim. Avlinin nizokin chayov. Oh, here's the Havamina. Beautiful Havamina. We said Pshat is Havamina. Lanalo Sasa Dava partnered you from Onshin, but it's still to make good to the other guy. Why should he suffer? Says the Gemara, can't be. V'otanya Nishbo Kadavlo Silko Nafal Gamlo Velo Hemido Rabea Machaya Bezeka Machachamim Omrim Potem Medine Odin Machaya Medine Shemayim Umodim Machachamim, etc., etc. So, So, what is that all about? What's the Gemara all about? Look, there's a Petura of Lanayla Sassadah. There, the woman did what she did. She knew what she was doing. She knew what she was doing. And then she's Potter. So why, according to the Shach, we said before, if you know what you're doing, you'd be chayef. So that was a kasha from before. So the answer is as follows. Again, the tzvei dinim, same as I said before. The ptur onshin and afka shame of the maisa. It happened by itself. Shalom the kavana. Okay? Big kavana is only a ptur of onshin bezin. By right, she knew what she was doing, she put them anyway. There's no ptur tashlumin. That's what more means. They knocked it off from what? Malakan Kanin. Okay. That's only Shaloba Kavana. Shaloba Kavana, Rabosai, you would be, in fact, Potter. But Bikavana, you'd be Chayav to pay. Why you chayev to pay? Because the action is yours. Ah, you're not chayev in the similar case in Onshei HaTorah. That's very nice. Very nice. Not chayev in Onshei HaTorah. But here, it's not a matter of ownership. You got to pay. You got to make him good. You got to make him whole. These distinctions can still exist. So, where do we find the Rishonim, not Nachronim? It's the idea that you didn't do it. Honest, you didn't do it. They found the Meiri in the beginning of the third paper of the Kama. Shemikeva and Sha'onasu bin Filoso, Ein Hachavot Shalom. That's the Lashon of the Meiri. And the Lashon of the Rambam too. Rambam in the Choskov of the Mazik, Perek Vov, Halacha Dalet. Look at Shin Ayin Ches. Right here, honestly, we'll end the way we began. We started Shin Ayin Ches. Try to end the Shin Ayin Ches. Shin Ayin Ches means it's Aleph. What does it say in Shin Ayin Ches in Gimel and Dalet? What does it say? Siv Gimel. Ha'ola besulam v'nishmato shlima mitachla v'nafla v'zik and lo ha'isa modekas v'chazaka chayef and ha'isa chazak modekas v'nishmato shlifliya or the potter. Why? Shezu makas maka v'dei shamayim. He... That's the same lush. I didn't do it. Kodesh Baruch. It's called an act of God. Yeah. I didn't do it. It's a Makeh B'dei Shamayim. It's a Makeh B'dei Shamayim. On this government, writes the Makeh Mishnah. On this government. On this government. Okay? So that's the pshat with the Shach. Bekavon is a chiyah on the etzem ha-maisa. Lo bekavon only on the lack of Shmira. And on his potter, only on the lack of Shmira. He said before, my Maver Chavis is Potter. Right? Why are you Potter? He's considered to be a Shomer. So therefore what? So the Shita Mekubetzah talks about it in Baba Kama Chav Zayin. Shari Olav Mutol is Asik B'dover for the Chela Mechai Rak B'Shir. Or quote, Keva Dim is Askin Rehen L'Tovas HaNizik Lav Odom HaMazikul. The Ramban, of course, who came first, had the following pithy words. She'ein ba'uman ator b'melachto mishum mazik. Why? Because you're doing a good thing. You're trying to help him out. And therefore, in effect, you can say that there was an understanding between the parties. So the Ramban would agree in that kind of a circumstance that you would not be chayef. I want to end with one he'ora and then one practical shayla. We mentioned this a few minutes ago, of some of those chayav b'dinei shamayim. We know, garmi is chayav b'dinei adam, and grom is only chayav b'dinei shamayim. And there could be cases with the machlokos of Rishonim. Is it garmi, or is it grom? So, we mentioned earlier, let's take a look at Siman Shin Sadi Rav. Just for a minute, almost done. Shin Sadi Rav. We mentioned the three shittas. So the Gra writes here in Sifkot Yud. Ramah was the Chayav of the Behemah. Fine. Tosfos says no. Why? Why you Chayav? Svile de Garmiu. Vedavka anizok keho. That the animal caused damage. Of a Masis in the term. The Zeg Ramahu. Abba Ba'ave Dosa. That the animal got lost. Kemazik biyodayimu. So the Mefarshim is a steer in the Gra. Here he says it's Garmi. Here he says Kemazik Biyadayim. We saw before there could be distinctions. So the answer, so we spoke about earlier, doesn't say Mazik. Kemazik Biyadayim. The Gra didn't mean it's Mazik Biyadayim Mamish. He only meant Kemazik Biyadayim. But finally, what's the halach of all these cases where Yechayah B'din HaShemayim? Many such cases. The Meiri writes about Baba Kama Daf Nun Vav means it's an absolute issa for you to hold on to the money, and you are posel le'edus. Unbelievable meaning. You're posel le'edus to give back the money, which is chayev only b'dei shamayim. It's called Torah's gzela on it. Wow. You understand very well, according to this, why tfisa works. In many cases, tfisa works from b'dei shamayim, because fundamentally, you should have given it back. The Marshal, Yam Shel Shlomo, says no. No. Because Tosfos is a lashon that Hakamishmaya Galia Kavanasa. It's only Klapa Shmaya. No different. There is no Nafkamina Lagave Bnei Yod. It's only Nafkamina Klapa Shmaya. If he's possible the Avis, hey, that's a big Nafkamina. Tvisa, big Nafkamina Bnei Yod. Toast over here. If Toma Golib Yadul Amokal Laman is Kavin, and Toma Laro. Yeshloma, that feel of him is Kavin, the Toma Shalom Yamal is Trophy Yuchal Hatzel Baal Bais, we talk about the comedy to Shemaim Chayef. The Baal is Rula Sugadatish, and the Yomal has to be Kach. Toast also what's Golib. It's purely Shemaim Digadin. Nothing to do with Bez and Shemata, Klal. If that's been the case, I would say, he's not Postal the Aedus. And Tvisu wouldn't help. All this I say because this morning someone came to me with a shayla in the Din Torah. They want to know, can he be mechayev someone? Can the Bezin be mechayev someone? They agree to a pshara krov al din if he's chayev in Shemayim Pot B'Leon. Show me a document of arbitration from Eretz Chem de Bezin, paragraph 6. The parties undertake to pay for indirect damage grama and losses occur by prevention of profit in accordance with the circumstances as determined by the best in accordance with his discretion. Fairish in the Shtar Beruin, that's Pshara Krov Ladin, the best can, if it so desires, apply the Chiv Shal Bezin as Pshara Krov Ladin, as Yechai B'dei Shemayim. And someone asked in the email, how come the Bezin that I'm involved in doesn't have that in its Shtar Beruin? Okay. And if it's not in the Shtar Beruin, could the Bezin do it anyway? That's the Shaila. So here I have a number of citations about this. I quote a quote from Rav Kook.
I don't
understand what the Shaila is. There's a Din Torah going on right now. Mm-hmm. And the Psak is Potter B'Dom Chayav B'Din Shammai.
Right.
So could the Bezin, but they read the Pshor Krav L'Din. That's pure Din. Not pure Din. Lifnim Yishur HaSadin could be Yechayav B'Din Shemayim, and Pshara Krov Ladin could be included with Nimbish Yerus Adin. That's the Shem.
What
does that mean?
I can't do anything with
Pshara,
I can do whatever I want.
Right.
I can do
Pshara. No. So use your own advice, use the stuff of Pashi, give him Chayim. Okay. Well, very good. Thank you. I feel a little bit more empowered. So Rav Kook has a Lashon. Im Yiru Shadinu Negad Ayosher Asichlin Fimatz Avinyin, Shos Kevin Shiesh Beodon Asus Pshara, and you can say v'chule v'chule. That's from Rav Kook and Rav Zalman the Chemer. Again, a quotation. Similar idea. So I close with this. Okay. I hope Itamar is satisfied some of your concerns, but at least some things and a little bit smarter. The next time I'll talk about you.